Sorry, Tom.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, you do those things better than anybody I know.
You're very kind.
They threw, you know, these fellows, they all throw the, when do you quit beating your wife kind of question.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that, that fellow Rowan, of course, but you just turned every question to advantage, and I thought particularly pointing out that we were going to go just for the presidency, that you were going to continue to try to build the Democratic Party. That of course, is exactly the thing to say,
right,
that you're going to support the Democratic candidates for the House and the Senate and so forth, which gives them a chance to come over.
Right.
It gives the establishment Democrats a chance.
Right.
And I thought your Hamlet quote was good. I didn't know you read that. I thought you weren't. I mean, I thought you and I were not supposed to be eggheads. That really knocked them over.
Well, it's been a long time since I read Shakespeare, but I did read it one time a little bit.
That's a great quote, though. A great quote.
Yeah.
And but I was really delighted with the whole thing.
Well, I hope it came off all right.
No, it was right. Well, also,
your demeanor
was so good. I mean, you'd smile at them and then go on and then stick the knife in, which was good. I was just delighted. And of course, on this with Rowan on that international monetary thing, in putting it in the context that what we're really trying to do is support the Smithsonian Agreement, you're absolutely right, because when we set up the bands or whatever they call it and the rest, we did have, as we remember, a commitment that we would try to support the dollar, you recall, and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And
so Ponca do that in
yes,
the source.
We sure did, because that was part of the things we were talking about.
Right.
And now, and also on the economy to turn that around, and Vietnam, I think to just lay it right out that by golly, on Vietnam, there isn't any it's a question of that we have really virtually ended the American involvement, except, of course, for the necessary support on the bombing side,
right,
and that, therefore, is an issue. It's not going to be an issue, except unless we want to surrender. Also, the point that with regard to negotiation, if McGovern would, continues to say that he's going to surrender, in effect, how the hell are they going to negotiate?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was great.
And, well, that's good. It came through all right then.
Oh, it was great. I'm at Camp David, you know,
mm-hmm,
and I have a good set here. Yeah, I got it on the Baltimore station.
Good.
Just perfect, perfect. I had a great picture,
great picture.
I think incidentally, just and I've never worn a sort of a striped suit myself, but I think that delicate stripe in your suit is very good. I don't know whether you had done that deliberately or not.
Yes, I did, and I was hoping it would come through.
Yeah. Well, it gives more. You don't look quite as. It makes the individual not look quite as drab and routine, and yet it doesn't look. It doesn't look, you know, like a sort of flamboyant. It's a very good looking suit. I must. It's a small matter.
Well,
but,
I'll give you the name of my Singapore tailor.
Yeah. Oh, is that Singapore? Yeah. Well, I've got. I'm gonna. The next time my guy comes down, I'm gonna have him make up one. It's a very light pinstripe, isn't it?
Yes,
what it is.
It's fairly pronounced, though. I'll wear it so you can see it.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
I wouldn't be afraid of a fairly strong stripe because it.
Yeah, good stripe. I see.
It doesn't show too much.
Yeah, and then it gives a fine thing. Well, good, John.
Yeah, nice to call, sir.
I could ask you one thing. Tricia got a letter from Bruce Smathers and saying that several people had talked to her father, you know, at lower levels with regard to his coming up, and that he was just suggesting that he knew his father would be glad to do something if I called him. He is one that I'd be very glad to call if you would like for me to.
Well, I'd be great. I tried to call George all day yesterday.
I see.
And couldn't get him. He's supposed to be in North Carolina with relatives.
I'll wait till tomorrow, and I'll just call him and say that I don't know what his problem, but if he could help you on this, I would appreciate it and do it publicly.
That's great.
Don't you think I should?
Sure, that's fine.
And
it'd be wonderful if you would.
Yeah.